Road Beyond Ruin by Gemma Liviero. Performed by Saskia Merleveld and Angelo Di Loreto.
The color of Eric's hair was scarcely visible amid a field of yellow wildflowers. He lay very still on his stomach, one eye closed, the other trained on the muzzle of his rifle, pointed toward the people at the base of the hill. An older man and a female of indeterminable age walked slowly, their pace encumbered by the failing legs of the man with his uneven gait. Eric's finger pressed lightly against the trigger, testing the weight of its resistance. No one would miss them, he thought, before movement off to the side distracted him. He changed his aim to his originally intended target, saw the grasses quiver. When he caught a glimpse of the rabbit's gray-brown legs disappearing beneath its tenuous cover, he pulled the trigger, and the sound of the small explosion traveled far across the valley. All movement in the grass ahead ceased, and he stood up to mark the spot, shirtless, his narrow torso suntanned, red in places, his brown face burned and peeling. He walked to claim his quarry, enjoying the temporary freedom that had been afforded him. The people on the road had quickly disappeared from view. It mattered not to Eric that the sound of gunshots was a recurring nightmare for them. Like so many others, he assumed, the pair traveled the roads to reach a home that was repossessed or no longer standing. He picked up the rabbit by the legs and set off toward his two-story weather-worn house that in recent times had lost its self-respect, with mold under the eaves and shingles missing from its roof. The quaint storybook windows that had once been open to possibilities were kept shut against a hostile present, and the building that had once been beautiful, with its milky walls and chocolate gables, had become little more than a temporary refuge. Eric squinted toward the sun, and a powdery gust from the east, which carried a familiar yet vastly different smell from that of the acrid fumes and smoke he had grown used to elsewhere. Something was stirring up the dirt in the far paddocks, and the scent triggered memories of his sister, Claudine, running wild, uncaring about punishment and consequence, hands covered with dirt to smear the faces of the younger ones. On the far side of the paddocks, he could see a haze of dust and hear the groan of several engines, and a sense of urgency replaced the feeling of freedom. He turned and ran through the front door.
"Mother! Trucks! Russian!"
His mother shoved the plate she was holding down hard so that they rattled together on the table.
"Get the matches! Hurry!" she said.
While Eric followed this instruction, she hurried into her bedroom and returned carrying a wooden box. During Eric's childhood, the box had been untouchable, something that held secrets shared only between parents. As an adult, he had learned the value of its contents, and more recently, it had become a threat to their survival.